Hey, what's up? It's your boy Janar Sutton here for the NARcast, and welcome to another episode, episode 159. Happy 6-year anniversary. Been doing this thing since 2008, man. December 2008 to December 2014. So basically, this is going to be my anniversary week, and I'm super excited. The NARcast originally started out as a podcast, just promoting underground music, doing all that, and now I've pretty much expanded to a full-on website, which means that not only am I doing the podcast, but I'm also promoting local restaurants, I'm writing about entertainment news, movies, top concert picks of the week, things to do over the weekend. I have video series that I've launched this year, such as Music Uncut, NAR Acoustics, The Neighborhood, and hopefully by the end of this year, which is coming up, I'm going to have a new video series called Behind the Sticks. And I want to thank all my followers and all my listeners and viewers who watch, listen, or read all the content from the website. I really appreciate it, especially the fans from day one. I really appreciate you guys listening to the podcast or watching the videos or even just sending me over your concerts or whenever you guys are playing. If you're in a band or you're an artist, you want to get promoted, I really appreciate that. And I really appreciate some of the artists who will follow up on me. It's just me doing the podcast and the NARcast web, or maintaining the NARcast website. So it's really hard to stay on it because, you know, I got a full-time job and it's really hard to try to continue to provide content, especially daily, and get these podcasts out, because podcasts and doing videos, they're very time consuming, especially when I'm doing the same stuff sort of at my day job. So I really appreciate everybody's persistent on me, trying to get me to, you know, put them on the podcast. And I really appreciate your efforts. And with this celebration, man, I'm just here at the house, just hanging out. Just having a beer, Newcastle, just chilling. Just thought I'll go ahead and do a podcast, you know, promote some music while I'm, you know, just bantering, hanging out, and just tell you how it feels to be 6 years into something that I thought would just be a podcast. And now it's a full-on website, and, you know, I'm going to different events and setting up a booth and promoting local restaurants, going to beer and food tape pairings and stuff like that in town, which was awesome. La Jolla Brewing Company had an awesome one around spring this year, promoting Comic-Con and just all kinds of stuff hitting San Diego. And I'll branch out and I'll promote, you know, music from other other areas of United States. Like we have Spider Heart. We have those cats on again. We're going to promote them this episode. So I'll just stay tuned for that. But till then, I'm going to go ahead and get to a track. We have a lovely young singer-songwriter who goes by, her name's Cleopatra Dagger. We're going to play a song off her latest album here called Pacific, which was released earlier this year. And she's born and raised right here. Well, she's born in San Diego, raised in Sweden, and now she's back here in San Diego doing her thing. And here's a song here called California Forest Fire by the lovely Cleopatra Dagger. And her next show is going to be on the 11th of December at the Belly Vista Social Club right there in La Jolla. And the show starts at 5:30. So definitely check her out there. And if you miss her on the 11th, she actually have a couple shows that she's going to be doing here in late January and also early February. So definitely hit her website up, CleopatraDagger.com. And here's a track right here off of her album Pacific, song here called California Forest Fire, right here on episode 159.
Yeah. Cars are passing as I'm walking down highway 101. Santa Ana sweeps the clouds away from my sky. In a winter jacket, a woman with only a backpack sleeps. And I wonder what the moon is doing tonight. Down the road there's another California forest fire, and I bought me a new pair of someone's
Cleopatra Dagher right here on the mix. She has a lovely voice, has that country style to that song. But if you hit her up her YouTube channel, you can hear her folk style where she's just playing acoustic. And she has a couple songs on there and also a couple cover songs and some live performances as well. Beautiful, beautiful voice. The young, talented Cleopatra Dagher. And again, playing a track here called California Forest Fire. And you can check out her album, Pacific, that was released earlier this year. And then she's also got a show here December 11th at Bella Vista Social Club in La Jolla. All that info will be up on the website. So just show her some love. Tell you heard her right here on the NARcast. And I actually posted a status earlier today. Today meaning Monday night or Monday evening. That I was going to post a podcast today. And I was going to try to play songs and stuff that everybody want to hear. Or if they want me to talk about something, they should go ahead and tell me what to talk about so that I can talk about it, which is, you know, kind of random. But so in a way, I had a few things. So some people mentioned J. Cole, bring up him because he's from Fayetteville, North Carolina. He's about to release as of, you know, Tuesday, December 9th. He's going to release his third studio album here called 2014 Forest Hills Road, which is where he lived when he was a child, and he's just basing his album on that. And what's really interesting was when I was doing my research, because I have to, because I'm working on a segment for UT San Diego and Discover SD called New Music Out this week, and I'm actually previewing his album. And what's funny is he has no singles on the album. He basically promoted his album but with a trailer, and he just dropped a video for his intro song that I actually checked out today. And yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. But he's dropping an album, so I thought I'd mention him. Thanks to Will Phillips, you know, showing North Carolina some love on the podcast. And we also have P. Rhyme releasing their debut album. They're a duo. You got DJ Premier and Royce da 5'9" creating this awesome duo band, well, group, hip hop group called Prime, and they're releasing their self-titled album. And you should definitely check out their song Courtesy, which is like probably one of my favorite. I think honestly, this hip hop album is probably going to be like my favorite album of the year. well, not of the year, but probably my favorite hip-hop album. If you don't consider Flying Lotus a hip-hop album, which I don't really think that's a hip-hop album. His latest album, You're Dead, I think that's more like electro, kind of, you know. So anyway, so this might take my win for best hip-hop album, at least. And maybe if it came out a little earlier this year, it would have made it onto my top 10. But anyway, we also got Smashing Pumpkins dropping another album. And then we also have Cracker coming back into the scene, dropping their album as well. So we got a lot of decent stuff. We got some oldies too. We have Johnny Gill from New Edition. And you might know him from the supergroup LSG, dropping a new album called Game Changer. I believe this is his 7th studio album, if I'm not mistaken. And he's still doing his thing, man. And he sounds great. Trust me. I'm going to play a song a little later by him. But I just wanted to mention that with the new music out this week stuff. And we got a mixtape coming out with Bastille. You got Ghostface Killah coming out with a new album. There's some other people that I'm not thinking of right now. But let's get back into the music. We got that singer-songwriter feel. So I want to keep the singer-songwriter feel going for now. So I have another San Diego artist here, singer-songwriter, who's Derek Morris. And he's got a self-titled album, EP out, that contains 5 awesome solid tracks. And I'm going to play one from the 5 called Love Letters. And check him out. He's going to be playing over at Second Wind Navajo. And that's Friday, December 12th. And his EP is also available on DerekMorris.bandcamp.com. So you can check that out. Again, that's his self-titled 5 solid EP. And here's a song here by Derek Morris called Love Letters, right here on episode 159.
And I would send you my love letters if you would let them through. And I would fight 100 men just to be with you. 'Cause I'm happy you're sad, and you're glad when I'm mad. Oh, 'cause I'm happy you're sad. You don't understand. And I would walk the finest line just to be with you. And I would leave this earth right now with you. You want me to, 'cause I'm happy you're sad. And I would send you my love letters if you would let them through. And I would fight 100 men just to be with you. Happy yourself. You just don't understand. you just don't understand.
All right, Derek Morris on the mix. Love Letters off the self-titled EP, available on derekmorris.bandcamp.com. Tony, you heard him right here on episode 159, the six-year anniversary of the Gnarcast. And I got to get this guy on Music Uncut and Gnaracoustics. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, I like how people consistently email me, let me know, hey, I want to do the show, I want to be interviewed. I really love that because, again, I'm a busy dude. I got, like, so many things going on inside and outside of work. So just bother me. Just bug the hell out of me because I'm going to get you on the show. So Derek Morris, definitely be expecting an email from me soon because we're going to do a podcast together. I want to promote that music. I'm telling you, he's an awesome singer-songwriter. He plays shows throughout San Diego all the time. And again, his next show is going to be this Friday, December 12th at Second Wind Navajo. And again, his EP is available. Check it out. All that info is going to be on my website. So going back to the status that I posted, as you all know, I'm a mother, I'm a mama's boy. And so she, out of all people, wanted to request R&B. Now, she knows my demographic. She knows that, for the most part, most people who listen to my podcast either A, listen to probably hip-hop, and B, more than likely listen to either indie rock, probably surf rock, some type of folk acoustic, and punk, just because that's just my roots. I love punk, so you're gonna hear punk regardless. So anyway, so of course, her being mom and her being one of my biggest fans and supporters, of course, she decides that she wants to hear some old school Gerald LaVert. Right? So I can't say no to a fan, for one, and I can't say no to my mom because she's a fan and she's my mom. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get a little touch into some R&B. And then, so basically I'm going to introduce the Gnarcast followers, the Gnardikins is what I like to call the podcast listeners, my Gnardikins, to a whole different genre of music that you've probably never heard before. At least 75% of you probably never heard of this. So I'm going to play you some 90s R&B music. And we're going to play Gerald LaVert, I Just Can't Help Myself, for my Ma Dukes. Right here on episode 159. Gnarcast celebrating 6 years of promoting underground music and all that good jazz. All right, Gerald LaVert.
Comes a time in a man's life when he's tired of the games, messing around. He needs a good woman to settle down. And I'm at that time in my life, and I found what I need. I swear I'll always be true. After searching, what a treasure I found in you. Oh. So baby, if you're ready, say you'll be my lady, and I'll give my all to you. Hey. Oh. I love you. See, girl, I don't want no
family. Can't you see, baby?
Can't you see,
a girl for you,
for you,
and a boy for me,
boy for me,
a great big old house, baby. Just wait and see, oh baby. I know you wonder, I know you wonder if I'm serious,
so serious.
Baby, if you love me like you say you do, do me a favor, give me your trust. See, forget all that time to think it over. And if you think
feeling after some Gerald Avert. So that was a track right there from Amandu. It's a song called I Just Can't Help Myself. And he was also part of the super R&B group called LSG, which consists of Gerald Avert himself, I believe, Johnny Gill, and then who was the S? Keith Sweat. So yeah, I'm telling you, those were like at that time, considering there weren't a group, there were just a bunch of solo artists that basically in the 90s considered like an ultimate R&B super group. That's like putting one person in Jodeci, one person in New Edition, and then another person from Boyz II Men. Put those three cats from those three groups in one group, you get a big R&B super group. But anyway, moving on, like I mentioned, I got some more R&B for you. A new R&B song here called Behind Closed Doors, which is off the track Game Changer by Johnny Gill. Like I mentioned earlier, legendary R&B artist, dropping his, I believe, 7th studio album. And he's from the group New Edition. If you heard those guys, of course you know that he has songs like My Show Look Good Tonight. That's Johnny Gill. That's right. And then also the supergroup LSG. Of course, you guys know that band or group if you're familiar with R&B from the 90s. So in a way, he's still doing his thing, dropping music, dropping some baby-making music, of course. So if you got a lady next to you and you want to get a little freaky, well, here's a song right here, Behind Closed Doors. I'm pretty sure the title tells you right there what the song's about. So here it is right here off the Game Changer new album dropping today or tomorrow, this week, whenever you're listening, by Johnny Gill, right here on episode 159.
Whoa, baby. sun, my loving was on the rise. Ooh, when I get you alone, I don't have no sense of time.
Ooh, yeah.
So we can roll around and waste the day.
Behind closed doors, when we get together, I'm about whatever, girl. To please you, babe. Behind closed doors, I control the camera. You can be the dancer, girl. Behind closed doors, yeah. Behind closed doors,
I'll have you saying, ooh, ooh, yeah, baby.
Behind closed doors, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, ooh, yeah, baby.
Behind.
Like I'm drowning in your ocean, let it rain for you and me. Oh, girl, let me be your number one. Cause I'ma be real. You're killing those hills, lose your clothes, and leave them all.
Closed Doors right here on episode 159 by the legendary R&B artist Johnny Gill, still making music. Again, that album's going to be available on Tuesday, December 9th, and the album's called Game Changer, so definitely pick that up on Amazon, iTunes, Target, Walmart, wherever you need to go, you can go grab it. All right, so let's go ahead and grab our, let's get our manhood back up and play some reggae punk music from my friends from San Diego called Midnight Track, and we're gonna play a song here called Don't Be Proud of Me, and I'm loving this track. These guys, they've been in San Diego performing for a good while now, and they actually have a show coming up on December 13th over at King Club. Awesome lineup. I know all these guys here. One band called the Royal Shits. We got Bat Lords, and then also the Aborts. My boy Aaron over there playing bass for that band. So here's a track right here on the Narcast episode 159, again called Don't Be Proud of Me by Midnight Track.
I don't wanna say what's right or wrong. I just wanna give my follow my stupid dreams. myself. Don't be proud of me. I'm really annoying, just like you. I don't wanna blame myself. Don't be proud of me. I'm really annoying, just like you.
Are on fire, son. That was a song right here by Midnight Track called Don't Be Proud of Me. And again, they're playing over at King Club on December 13th. Admission's $4. Awesome lineup. Make sure you check them out. Tell them you heard them right here on the Gnarcast, episode 159. And they're also currently looking for a label to release their 7-inch. So definitely hit them up if you're a record label and you're listening. Definitely hit them up. They're looking for somebody to release their 7-inch EP or LP, actually. And what else do I want to talk about today before I jump into another track? Actually, the next band is going to be dope. Well, the whole freaking all this song, all the bands and artists that I played today are freaking dope. But this next band has a nice feel, like a nice rock to them, and they have a female vocalist that's amazing, and they're from the Bay Area, and they're awesome. They just dropped their EP not too long ago called Dirt, and I'm about to play a song. I guess I could play it right now, and then come back, and then I can just banter a little bit more, because I know I've been just talking for like 15 minutes of like nothing. But I'm glad you guys like to listen to me. That's why y'all like tune in, right? Is to hear me talk about awesome music, of course, because I only play the best. So not to brag or anything, but I do play really awesome music. And just banter, right? And just talk about music or talk about things that are happening in my world, which I haven't even got into yet. So maybe towards the end of the podcast, I'll maybe talk a little bit about my social life, about work, and about things that are coming up in the future. I might be booking another show at U31. All that stuff, all that jazz. We'll get into that. But anyway, let's give Spiderheart some love. I'm gonna play Bullet off their Dirt EP. And again, check them out and tell them you heard them right here on the Gnarcast. We'll be right back. telling you, son. Spiderheart, that was a song called Bullet. Loving that band. Check them out. Get their EP. EP called Dirt. And again, they're from the Bay Area. And I'm loving that band. And I love, again, just like I was talking about Derek Morris earlier, they like hit me up a couple, at least a month ago to help promote their EP here. And I recently played another song off that EP. And so they're no strangers to the podcast, of course. I've played them a couple times. And I'm so honored to play another song off that EP called Bullet. And again, show them some love right here. And tell them you heard them right here on episode 159. All right, so basically I talked about new music that was coming out. I think I touched bases on everything everybody else wanted me to mention. And my good buddy Janine wanted me to talk a little bit about Sam Smith, which is an awesome British singer-songwriter. Well, English, whatever, they're the same, right? English singer-songwriter, and also wanted to mention Depeche Mode. And the only thing I want to say about Depeche Mode is they did come out with an album this year, a live album. So if you haven't heard that yet, go check it out. It's pretty cool. I can't remember exactly where they were performing at. I think they were performing in somewhere in London, I think. Berlin. I think it was in Berlin. I can't remember. Two different countries. But anyway, so yeah, give it a listen. It just came out not too long ago, maybe like a month ago or so. And also, again, like I said, Sam, I don't have much to say about Sam Smith either. Everybody knows he's pretty decent. Or decent. Pretty good. And what else should I mention? I'm just so excited that I've been doing this for 6 years, and not that I'm humble about it, but it just flips my mind, because the only thing that I've even done up to 6 years consistently was a job that I had here at Arrowhead. And this is the reason why I started the podcast. I was working at Arrowhead General Insurance Agency as a submissions clerk as a assistant underwriter for Steve Boyd too. And big shout out to Steve Boyd too, and who's working over at what's the name of that other place? I can't remember. I'll think of it and I'll try to give him a shout out since I'm talking about Steve Boyd too. Anyway, that's how the podcast came about. I had the privilege to listen to music while I basically type in numbers all day. And I got tired of flipping through songs that, like, was kind of on my iPod, but I didn't really want to listen to it. So I would, like, just say, damn, I'm just, like, skipping next for, like, 10 minutes till I find the track that I want. And, of course, I started, you know, making playlists and stuff like that, so I don't have to do all that. So then eventually I was like, you know what, I'm going to try to make a mix. Like, I want to DJ. 'Cause this was a time where I kind of wanted to be a DJ as well. And I've always always wanted to be on the radio too, and kind of, you know, be like a DJ or whatever, a host, disc jockey, whatever you want to call those fools. And so I was like, you know what, I'm going to start introducing the songs. So I started introducing the songs and putting a little playlist together, and I'm like, wow, this is really cool. So I was like, you know what, maybe I'll just do this. Maybe I'll make it. Then I started, you know, downloading other podcasts, and then I realized that's what they call them. And you don't have to necessarily be a music podcast, but you can be like a talk show format type podcast. Podcast is just basically something that's easily accessible. It could be a tutorial. It could be a video tutorial. It could be an audio tutorial. Or it can be just a talk show or an interview. They just call it a podcast because it's just a small format that's just an MP3 file. Or a WAV file, or whatever you want it to be. Just super easy to get to, and it's just audio or video of something. So anyway, so that's how it basically came about. And when I did my first one, December, when I launched it, December 8th or so, because I think I did the interview stuff, like right a little bit after Thanksgiving, I interviewed Bob Bartosik, and I had just random bands, and like I had Radiohead on there, Sigur Rós, and a bunch of bands, and a couple of local bands or whatever, because I didn't really have the format of it being local music yet until like maybe the 10th episode or so. So if you go back and listen to like the first 10 episodes, or maybe even the first 15, you would know like it's just me playing like songs that I just wanted to basically, you know, be on my playlist for that moment. And then I had like my friends, you know, co-host some, and you know, just to practice interviewing, because I really did want it, I really wanted to be on the radio, and I'm surprised that I'm not on the radio yet because I'm just too good for radio. True story. But you know, I'm, like I said, I'm very humble about how quickly the Narcast grown, and I still have a small following, but I think it's very awesome. I find it awesome that I get following from not just San Diego, but from all over the world. Like, and that's awesome that people hit me up from like England, or people hit me up from Illinois or New York, and like, hey, I heard your podcast, or I saw your podcast being promoted on another website. Here's our submission. And I appreciate that. And then even with the video segments, like I had a band from Texas, Austin, Texas, hit me up because I did a Music Uncut with Soft Lions, and they're called Technicolor Hearts. And if you haven't seen them on the acoustics, you should check them out, because, and I feel like once the right people see the stuff that I'm doing, it's just gonna even go. I feel like our community will grow. And I want this, everything I do is all about the people. Like, you know, the music, I want people to hear good music. You know, like, I feel like music that maybe I'm just an oddball or whatever. Like, I wasn't even watching it. I just saw the stuff on Twitter because I just wouldn't watch it, because I know it's just a bunch of bull. And I was, you know, I saw the finals, like the actual winners of the American Music Awards this year, and the only thing that really stuck to me was the best rap album of the year. And I was like, either a lot of good hip hop artists, maybe they're not dropping albums this year, or maybe rap is just changing and I'm not changing or adapting to what's classified or what's considered rap these days. Because Iggy Azalea won Best Rap this year, and that just flipped my mind. And like I was mentioning earlier, like, you guys really need to check out this Prime, this new duo joint with DJ Premier and Royce da 5'9". It's solid. It is solid. And even the new Wu-Tang album that came out last week is pretty solid from what I heard. And then, I mean, then you got those bangers, you know, you got, not bangers, but you got like those like production, heavy production type rap artists like Rick Ross, who the production makes him makes his music really good. And even stuff like that not being nominated, you know, it's like, wow, like, not even that type of music. So yeah, I feel like music is changing. Like, I mean, I'm still into picking up guitars and hearing like people shred on guitar. Like, that's why I'm more of a metalcore fan now, because I want to hear something that's like, wow, like, I did not know you can make your guitar sound like it's growling, you know. And I get it, I like simple chords too or whatever, but then again, like I said, like, you still gotta just adjust, and you gotta change to what your demographic is listening to. Like, even in San Diego, like, I've noticed the music scene here, like, I love bands like Neighbors to the North and Brothers Weiss and fucking Grizzly Business and Cardboard Truckers, you know, and whatever. But it's like, that's not the people like the duo bands or the Americanas, which is fine. I love those bands too, but like I said, you just gotta adapt. Like the surf rock or the reggae or whatever it is in your demographic, you just, you know, all that stuff's good. But you know, like, I'm just more of a heavier guy. You know, I like, you know, just rock and roll. You know, like, don't tease me with whatever. I want pure rock and roll. If I'm gonna go to a rock and roll show, I want rock and roll. But anyway, I love my singer-songwriters, don't get me wrong, because I'm a singer-songwriter myself. I love playing acoustic guitar. I love folk music, so that's another whole demographic of music. So what I'm saying, long story short, is you gotta adapt to the music scene. Like, now it's EDM, you know? You gotta figure out what it is about this EDM genre that's really popping, you know. And I put my hand in it a little bit, and I'm starting to learn, and I'm learning, actually. I'm digging the trap music. Trap is kind of cool now for a certain when I'm in my car, when I'm cruising with the Miata. So when I got my top down in the Miata, you'd be damn sure I'm listening to some damn trap music, because it's just some bass bangers. So anyway, I'm just ranting now. It's been about 30 minutes, and I'm still on my second Newcastle, which is good because I need to go down to Saguaro's and grab me a California burrito. And another good thing about what I'm doing with the Narcast, before I toss to basically to the next song, which is, I don't have one ready, but I'm going to go ahead and play a track from that Prime, just so y'all can get a tease of good hip hop that came out this year. I don't know what else. Oh, another good thing about the Narcast is that I'm trying to write more content to drive people to the website. So be on the lookout for my personal top picks, like my favorite burrito spots, or the top five places I spent most of my money here in San Diego, or five places where I think you can go get a good some good oysters, or my favorite five places to go grab a cheap ass drink. Because, well, you know me, because I don't have any clients, or I don't have any people ain't paying for advertisement yet for my website. I don't have to include them in my top fives or whatever. So I can be honest at the moment. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go out there and be like, here's the five places you can go get fucking $2 PBRs, or here's where you can go get this and that. So anyway, I'm just going on and on now. I hope you guys really enjoy the music. That's what the podcast is really designed for. I'm probably going to try to find a co-host. I want to start branching out to talk a little bit more about, like, TV, especially the TV shows that I like to listen to or watch. It's a little too late now, but I kind of wanted to do a similar format that The Walking Dead does for their show called The Talking Dead, but I wanted to do it for Parenthood. But it might be a little too late because they're in mid-season right now. But maybe when the next episode come up in January 8th on NBC at 10 o'clock on Thursdays, maybe I can bring in the Parenthood following, and maybe I can have, like, you know, a guest from Parenthood come up, like, do a phoner or something, and we could talk about predictions and whatever. So anyway, that's my thought on that. I want to have a co-host, so I think the shows will move a little bit smoother. It'll feel more natural talking. I mean, it is natural talking, but I mean, it's just, you know, I have somebody to talk to. So what else was I gonna say? I think by far it's been a while since I've done a podcast where I just, believe it or not, it's a rarity that I don't come prepared. Usually I have some notes, whatever. I know what I'm going to say. I do different takes. Like, I've been recording this whole time. Like, I'm just going to punch in the songs, you know, where they need, plug in the songs where they need to be. Because if you know me and you've been on the show, you know, like, I just do my intros and outros. But I've been talking from the dome for the last 32 minutes. And that's just how I roll. That's how we rolling on this one. But, so yeah, definitely be on a lookout for new content on the Narcast. And like I was saying, usually I like to be prepared to, you know, do a podcast. But I mean, I knew I was going to do one. And the only thing that I was prepared about, it's always nice to be able to make sure you're plugging the artist. So that's one thing that I do. And if you want to do your own podcast, please definitely hit me up, and I can show you and tell you tips on how to get started, how to get your RSS feed going, different audio formats that work, different programs that you can use, different softwares you can use that are very user-friendly. Their interface is super easy to use. Different types of audio interfaces and hardware and microphones that are cheap that still sounds good, or a concept like how do you flow from one thing to the next or whatever. I can definitely help you, and I can also get you on my show and help you promote your podcast. I've done it before. When Listen SD launched, I helped her get her foot up off the ground. When she did her first show. So big shout out to Listen SD, because they've been doing their thing for about 2 years now, and I'm super stoked to see them doing music videos. And also, you got the legendary Allen Bear. Like, big shout out to them. Like, they've been doing their thing longer than I have, and if I would have known that they were doing their thing, I would have probably teamed up with them and be part of their crew. Big shout out to Discover SD for allowing me to do what I do without it being a conflict of interest. Same with UT San Diego, because I feel like they know my demographic is a lot smaller. There's no threat, and unfortunately my content's better. But you know what can I say? You know, I'm just, you know, DSD just on a different level than I am, you know. One more thing I want to mention before I toss to this Prime track is that I'm encouraging people to, if they have an idea that they want to do, whether it's a fashion segment, a podcast that they want help getting off the ground, because I'm changing the sound of the Narcast for the podcast. Like, I'm just going to call it the podcast, because I want the Narcast to just be the production house that is the, that, you know, like, so I want the podcast and the new music out this, the Music Uncut and the NARS Neighborhood and the NAR Acoustics to be powered by the Narcast. That means I'm just giving you the creative push, direction, giving you the production value that's needed, and I'm giving you a following already. And all you need to be is the face of what you want to present, if it's good and if I'm willing to do that. And because, I mean, other people have been trying to branch out and ask me for their help, and like, hey, can you help me with my brand or whatever, which is cool, but at the same time, it's like I already got this community going that I wouldn't mind bringing in other people that wouldn't mind writing, taking photos, or building their resume up, whether they want to be they want to do something with fashion, Narcast Presents Fashion of the Week or something, you know. Because I want to grow. Like, I want this to be successful. I want to start getting clients. I want to start selling ad space and just getting bigger, you know, and being a powerhouse. Because, not a powerhouse, but because I still want to stay true to my brand. Like, I don't want to sell out or anything, because I want artists to be comfortable to come in and do their music uncut and say how they what they really feel about the music scene and what they really feel about being a musician or an artist or a singer, you know, trying to make it in San Diego or wherever they are. And I want the Narcoustics to be a segment where it's like, I want you to play a song acoustically, a song that you've never even tried acoustically, and see if it works. If it doesn't, whatever. That's what Narcoustics for. You know, you're playing in an intimate moment or intimate surrounding, you know. The neighborhood, you know, I want to expose, not necessarily hidden gems, because everybody define hidden gems differently, but I want to expose mom and pop shops or up and coming restaurants or coffee shops or hookah bars or whatever it is, smoke shops. I just want to expose them, because there's something about that place that makes them unique. They might not be like that hole in a wall in like Julian or Logan or anything, but they are something. They are a best kept secret. You know, either it's their flour being imported from Ireland, or they make their French fries from potatoes or whatever it may be. You know, so, you know, whatever it is. So if you know restaurants, or if you're a business owner, restaurant owner, and you want a segment part of the neighborhood, hit me up on the narcast@gmail.com. And if you're a band and you're out there wanting to get your music exposed to at least 2,000 new people, hey, hit me up, narcast.com, or you can email me at thenarcast@gmail.com. And if you are a bartender with a cool story, hit me up, because I'm about to launch a new series called Behind the Sticks, where we get up and personal. Up close and personal with bartenders, and they just talk about whatever, you know. And I was very honored to interview somebody over at table number 10, which is down in the East Village, and I'll be launching that hopefully by the end of December. So, and my birthday is coming up in January 5th, so definitely be on the lookout for the party invite. All my Nardicans are invited to that, and stick around because I'm definitely going to be doing a lot of stuff for the 6-year anniversary. This is just the beginning of it. I'm going to launch this podcast and hope people listen to this amazing music that I played. And if you don't remember, I played Cleopatra Dagger, her song called California Forest Fire, which can be found off her album Pacific, which is out now. You can hit her up, CleopatraDagger.com. And her next show is on the 11th at Bella Vista Social Club in La Jolla. And also play a singer-songwriter here from San Diego, Derek Morris. I play the song off his EP, self-titled EP called Love Letters. And you can also check him out playing December 12th at Second Wind Navajo. And he has an EP out already available, DerekMorris.bandcamp.com. And then all for my baby making lovers out there trying to make some love, I play some Gerald Levert track here called I Just Can't Help Myself. And then I play a new one here off the Game Changer album by Johnny Gill, a song called Behind Closed Doors. Then we changed it up a little bit, came back to San Diego, play some punk reggae music for you by Midnight Track, a song here called Don't Be Proud of Me. And then after that I played a song called Bullet, found off Dirt EP, band called Spiderheart, right there from the Bay Area. Played them, and then also talked about new music out this week. Talked about some J. Cole, some Prime, some Smashing Pumpkins. Talked about some Sam Smith, Depeche Mode, whatever. And talked about the Narcast. And with that being said, I guess I'm going to play some Prime. And we're going to get the hell out of here. So here's some Prime off the Prime self-titled album. Debut album, actually. This is the debut self-titled album. And I don't remember the song title at the moment, but it'll be up on the show notes. All right. Thank you for listening to the podcast, episode 159. And this is the 6-year anniversary. And I'm very honored to be still doing this. And keep on listening. Keep plugging in. Keep listening to good music. Keep eating good food. Keep drinking amazing drinks. And I guess I'll see you when I see you. Peace.
Let's take them back.
Yeah. 94 shit. As the preacher takes the pulpit, fix your coat, prepare for 40 below spit. 7 days of heaven's ways and hell's hangups. Chris and Ryan again, and we wishing anybody who isn't wishing us well bankrupt. A L and whatever else ain't up. As far as me, I'm still caught up in all the gun shit. Still calling my bullets expendables, cause it's hard to believe I can fit all of them boys in one clip. I squeeze off and the streets start trembling. It's way too many niggas to sing shit. Too many witnesses up and down with their visions of what a street nigga is. I call it the seesaw syndrome. Syndrome, maybe you make a mistake, you lose. And this is for the real hip-hop niggas who would never, ever, ever ask me, am I here to replace Guru?
Word, that's how you feel up on this track? Little bitch, nigga, try shit on that.
What you trying to rap now?
Yeah, yo, Royce.
What up, man?
We just lamping in the studio, you know, doing our thing.
Okay.
Bugging out, you know.
Right.
Little test run. So, I need you to speak with your hands on the count of three. Everybody now, one, two, three, go.
Talk to him. Who stepped up in this rap game and seen acting fool?
Me and Preem, both names go together.
A lot of niggas frontin' like they ill.
Word, I think it's time to move on to the next one.
Whoop.
Talk one game, but it's something else out here.